America. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are truly excited tonight to be before you. We thank the Lord for this time. I thank you, Lord, for Fresh Start. Fresh Start consists of Kayla Patton, my Kayla, Kalechi, Elizabeth, O2, Brother Sean, and Sister Gabby. They are truly a blessing. I just want to share with you that they have been studying different persons in the Bible. Different persons in the Bible. And as such, tonight you're going to get just a taste of what the Lord has been releasing to Caleb and what the Lord has been revealing to Caleb. And Caleb, I just want to share this with you, has been studying two prophets in the Bible. Thank you. That would be Daniel and Ezekiel. And I find that with Ezekiel, the Lord truly spoke to him through signs and symbols and really revealed things to Ezekiel. And when I said to Caleb, I want you to study Ezekiel and let me know what the Lord is saying to you, what the Lord is showing you. They are on 10 days of consistent prayer. They are doing so well. They were a blessing Wednesday night. But tonight, Caleb Patton is going to share with you what the Lord has let him see, what the Lord has let him hear. So be ready. Amen. Come on, Caleb.
Hello. Just want to thank Apostle and Pastor Sia for making me preach tonight. I want to thank you, congregation, for being here tonight to hear me preach. Tonight, I'm going to be preaching about the path. Ooh, ah. So the path, it's about the path of God. I got three scriptures, one last Friday, two in the back. So if you could pull up Proverbs 12:28, Dad. Got to love the AV team. So, whose loveth instructions loveth knowledge? Wait. Proverbs 12:28. And the way of righteousness is life, and the pathway thereof there is no death. So, if we take the right path, we will go, it's the righteous path. And if we take that path, there is no death. But if we take the path of the devil, there is going to be death. And that's going to end our promise that God has given us. Next scripture, Nehemiah 9:19, please. Eat thou in thy manifold mercies, forsake of them not into the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed from them by the day that lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to shew them the light and the way therein they shall go. So if we take the path of God, he will guide us as he did to Israel through the wilderness with a cloud and a pillar by night. Last scripture, Job 22:15, please. Hast thou marked the old way which the wicked men have trodden? Well, this one speaks to me that there are people that keep the old way, and they have footsteps of the wicked ones or demons or the devil, the devil's servants. So this ties in to the path. I had a vision that there was a man standing and another man an inch off, and then time overlapsed, and I saw the man walking straight and the man a centimeter apart, that they were like thousands of miles apart. And that spoke to me because we're supposed to be the ones that take the right path and not the ones that are tiny separated, not the weak ones. So we got to be like a Daniel and Ezekiel. A Daniel shows us bravery and integrity. So I was like, ooh, what does integrity mean? It's a state of being whole and undivided. I'm like, oh. So we cannot have So we have to be whole Christians. So when I look up the synonyms of integrity, it meant whole, unity, and I forgot the other one. But so we cannot have 1% that's dedicated to the world, because if that happens, we're going to be so apart from that God, we're going to realize, where am I? We're not going to know where we are. So we're like, we have to stay whole. We cannot have that 1% in us that is part of the world. And Ezekiel shows us how to be faithful in the dark times. When I read that, I'm like, that reminds me of something. And that was integrity. He shows us that even if we're under pressure or the world's got us, we have to be faithful to God, because he can lead us that way with a cloud and a pillar by night. Well, that's the end. Hope you guys loved it. Thank you, Apostle and Pastor Lucia, for letting me be up here. And thank you, congregation.
Hey, very good. Very good. Caleb did an awesome job. Amen. But out of Ezekiel, I just want to share from Ezekiel 33. Stay up here. And the Lord has called us to be his watchmen. And the Lord has really, truly been speaking about that. We know here in Threshing Floor Tabernacle that we are a house of prayer. We come in here to intercede. We expect nations to shake. We expect the darkness to shake and be gone, because we have been given that power and that authority in Christ Jesus. I just want to encourage everyone, stay on the wall. Don't get off the wall. We are in the Lord's army, and the enemy, whenever he shoots his darts, we can be like the Matrix, you know, you can, because the Lord is with you. That thing can't touch you. When the enemy comes in like the flood, take the word to it. The Lord will lift up a standard against him, and God is with us. Amen. We are on the wall. As Caleb was sharing about the darkness, that Ezekiel, he encouraged the people. He had to tell the people the truth. The Lord was like, speak my word, because if you don't, their blood will be on your hands. That scared me. Their blood will be on our hands. I'm like, Lord, do you know where I work? What's your stand, Shanice? Because either you're going to stand or you're going to fit in. And Caleb just said, you can't even have not one drop of the world in you. I'm like, that goes for anything, the way we dress, the way we speak, everything. No drop of the world, or we'll be that far. There were two paths. We'll be that far from God. Amen. Give it up for Caleb one more time. In the Lord, thank you, Jesus. And with that, we will welcome up Pastor Lucia Killings.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful, glorious welcoming. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Caleb and Sister Shanice. And I just want to applaud Sister Shanice for the time that she is investing in Fresh Start. I know that when they graduate from Minister and Sister Aquino, you know, they're coming into a whole nother level. But whether they Minister Aquino and Sister Aquino have them, they're starting at that age. They are starting at that age. And Apostle's heart has always been for this generation. And so we want to be mindful that whenever we come before the people, that we highly esteem one another, and we know that Dad, by his Spirit, can do anything. And so I think it was Tuesday morning at my prayer. It was after the conference prayer meeting, and I was just waiting upon the Lord and seeking him. And the Spirit of the Lord had dropped Caleb into my spirit. And the first word that came was strong, that he's strong. Well, anytime the Spirit of Dad reveals or drops a word concerning a person, he's not talking about the outward. He's talking about his inner man. He's not talking whether he can handle or take care of himself physically. The Spirit of Dad was revealing that Caleb is strong inwardly. And as you have heard of late, Apostles been saying that they were birthed in the house. Precious was birthed in the house, so she knows nothing else but this kingdom. Brother Caleb was birthed in the house, so he knows nothing but this kingdom. And I know that a couple of years ago, or maybe last year, the parents were sharing that, you know, Caleb is experiencing some things in the world. It's foreign to him. Words are foreign to him. It would be foreign to you if you were birthed in the kingdom. If he was familiar with those words, then, like, love, you might want to talk to the parents. But it was foreign. And that's how our lives should be. That when we go out into the world, their language should become foreign to you. It should not be familiar. It should not be even named among us that we speak or talk or conduct ourselves like them. And so the rest of the word that the Spirit of the Lord dropped in my spirit regarding Caleb is that not only he's strong, but he has to trust that when he was used, when he was either 5 or 6, at a, such a young age by the Spirit of God, that God by his Spirit is going to resurrect that again in this young generation, because they were birthed in the house. And so they're going to trailblaze. And we should be mindful that though they might look a certain way, don't be deceived by the way they look. Dad is resurrecting this generation for signs and wonders and for such a time as this. Because the church has become too theological. We have become too theologically correct in the house. We have dumbed everything down. And so the Holy Ghost is here to assist the Moses generation to raise up these young ones to trailblaze with signs and wonders, that fire, as they continue to be developed and trained up in the gifts of the Holy Ghost, fire is going to protrude from their mouth. See, we have dumbed, we don't know the Holy Ghost. We dumb it down that, okay, the only time that the Spirit of the Lord is going to move is by the altar call. That's the only time the majority of the church believe that the Holy Ghost is going to minister. No, that's the only time that we have given to him to minister. He might have wanted to minister from intercessory before praise and worship, or he might have wanted to just release such a mighty cloud of his glory, but we dumbed it down. We just dumbed it down, and that we just think we know the Holy Ghost. Well, he only moves when it's altar call. No. There's times that when apostles going to be ministering, that when the anointing wrapped up in that word goes forth, that when the word of God is sent on assignment, you're going to hear, and this. And I've been saying as of late, maybe since last year, the end, that when I studied one of the books that Robert Sheridan wrote, The Generals, the last book was about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth said, and I used to be one of them, yes, I'm like, man, I was in my study, I'm like, that was me, says that if you are a screamer, you need a seller, okay? I'm going to listen to somebody that raised up 13 people from the dead. I'm going to listen to somebody that operated in the anointing when he was sleeping, okay? And so I'm like, oh, man, that was me. And so now I have to, like, okay, because the church of this hour have dumbed everything down because it fits them. And so I'm like, okay, come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord, because he's placed in my spirit. We got to be careful because there's anointing that's going to be released in the house that when apostle preaches, this is why I say this, somebody's going to scream because a demon's going to come out of them. Somebody's going to scream because they just, the healing power of God hit them. Okay? That's why we have to be careful. We have to know the voice that was in the voice. We have to recognize the presence of God for real. We have to know that we know that we know that we know. Amen? And so vitally important. So this young generation, I was sharing with Apostle Minister Aquino, was ministering such a great word, such an awesome word, as far as how to raise up this generation on Wednesday. And I was doing my my check-ins with the room, and I was talking to one of the women. This is why it's like, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, church. It's not about preaching. It's not about talking about him. It's about him doing. And so Wednesday, you know, I was talking to one of the women, and another woman was going to answer for me in my head. I said, but I know who I'm talking to. But out of my mouth, I spoke this woman's name, like, what are you doing? And the woman wasn't even there. And so immediately that showed me that something was happening. The Holy Ghost will reveal things to you. He's the one that's supposed to lead us. He's the one that we listen to. He's the one that we obey. And so after I was done checking the area out, I came out of the room, and what the Holy Ghost revealed behind closed doors happened. I had to turn around and go tell the women, what did I just say? And this is what happened. And to instruct them, listen and obey the Holy Ghost. Listen and obey. You want more? Get into the Holy Ghost. What do I mean? Make him your number one in your, make him number one in your life. Amen. Make him number one in your life. And when you think a wrong thought, repent. If you feel something ill against somebody, Lord, help me not to feel like that. Pure and holy motives. And so I have a praise report here. Thank you, Caleb, and thank you, Sister Finn. It is a praise report from Sean Bentley. Praise God, on Monday night, the Father had me pray for my friend Cario. So I prayed that he will be ready to accept him on Tuesday after school at the In-N-Out parking lot. I prayed weed and alcohol addiction off of his life. He accepted Christ and felt so on fire that he said he will tell others. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to, we're not praising Sean. We're not giving Sean the praise. We have to remember that. He's just a messenger sent. He's just a messenger sent. He's just a messenger sent. We think that the word of God went forth, the invitation, and the invitation was accepted. That's what we're glorifying in this house, because we need more laborers to go out into the vineyard. And I just want to give another praise report. I will not share everything. Sister Nicole Castro got a new car, 60 plus thousand. But the dealership gave it to her for about 40. And then the dealership is going to pay her first payment. And then the dealership is going to give her 6 months free oil change. And then she got some clients. The Lord sent her clients. See, we're believing for every business in this house to be successful. We're believing for everything. We're believing for political office. There's no stopping for us. We're the ones that are afraid to go out there because we're afraid to be used by God. We're afraid of the unknown. Can we all stand up, please? But we're not of that group. We are not of that group. We are not of that group. We are not of that group. There is nothing holding us back other than us. Because Jesus has already given it to us. Lately, when Apostle prays for our communion at home, what hit my ear was, and when he prayed for the cup of blessing, that hit my ear, the cup of blessing. A cup of blessing. So everything has been entrusted and given unto us. Amen. Don't retreat. Don't go back. Dad's like purifying motives in this house. God is purifying hearts in this house. God is purifying every word. Speak the word only. Be careful what you say. Amen. And can we give the master, the guest of honor for real in this house? The guest of honor in this house is Jesus. The guest of honor in this house is Jesus. The guest of honor in this house is Jesus. We applaud Jesus. We praise Jesus. We give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the worship because he's worthy. We honor him in this house. Glory. Glory. And Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the young adults and the youth night. We thank you for those that have come out, oh God. And I pray an extra blessing, a special, unusual blessing to rest upon each and every one of them under the sound of my voice. I speak the blood of the Lamb over their souls. Ha. I speak the blood of the Lamb over their spirit. Ha. I speak the blood of the Lamb over their minds. Ha. And I ask, oh God, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will give them the special, the unusual anointing, ability, and efficiency to do that which you have entrusted them to do. In the name that is above every name. And everybody say, amen. 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 Good night, everybody. And so I thank you for tonight. We have...